Hello, welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday, the podcast with Yola. And this is a podcast that focuses on personal development, growth, healing, spirituality, and mental health. We are happy to have you on this episode and I hope you enjoy it. I am your host, Diola. Hello everyone, welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday with the Ola, and I'm so happy to have you on this episode. Thank you so much for the people that have been listening back to back. You guys are the real MVPs. I really appreciate everyone that has been, you know, engaging with my podcast, listening to episodes. It's been really encouraging. I would also like to encourage you, if you have not been listening to my other episodes, go back. Don't even waste time. As I'm talking now, after this episode, go back and play every other episode I have recorded. It will be so lovely. I'm not actually saying it because for my own place or something, like, it's for you. At the end of the day, it's for you. Okay, so today I am joined by a very, very important guest. Actually, this month I would love to invite guests, you know, to my podcast because I want to talk about a subject matter that I'm so passionate about, and I want to hear other people's opinion also. So the past month, we've been talking about healing and then emotional traumas and all of that. And then, you know, it was quite emotional. It was filled with emotional moments. So let's just take a break for this month and talk about something we all, you know, influenced by, whether we like it or not. So this month, I'll be talking about music, sounds, the influence of music, evolution of music, a lot of things about music, because I'm very passionate about music. Like, at a point in my life when I was small, I really wanted to be an artist. Like, if you know me well, I wanted to be, like, High School Musical was what gingered the passion for this artist. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a, like, dancer. I wanted to be like all those girls that could do stage performance and music. Man, I had big dreams. I still have big dreams though, but you know, now a girl is getting older. I have to really think. So guys, today, let me not talk too much. I'm joined with a very wonderful guest. He is an upcoming music executive, artist, and repertoire A&R manager and personnel manager. I'm joined by Ayo. So Ayo is one spectacular person. Honestly, he's the only person that I know, like, can match me when it comes to music. Like, two of us, we argue a lot on musical. Like, that's one topic. Ayo, what do you think? That's one topic we always argue on, like, definitely. Steady, back to back. We're always arguing about music, you know, how we feel about the sound, how we feel about certain, you know, areas, how we feel about this and that. So music is something two of us have passion for.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So my brother is actually really into music. He is a manager. Like, he's a manager, he's trying to be a music executive and artist repertoire. So I'm so happy to have him on my podcast. Actually, he has been begging me for years.
I didn't really beg like that.
He did. I wish this was a YouTube video. I would have just attached the begging text and tweets to this video, but it's audio, so evidence no dey. So guys, today we'll be talking about music, especially the evolution of music over the past years, Ayo. Yeah. So, you know, when we were little now, we had music that were so streamlined, like, you could have only 5 hits for 1 year. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Like, that 1 year, just maybe the band, familiar. Yeah. Or this, we had the eat, like,
one, the cold, the band.
We had those people steady. Yes, yeah. Like, they would drop song and it would be here. But lately, do you notice, like, every month there's a new eat?
Every 2 weeks there's a new
eat. Like, it's kind of coming. Like, for me now, as I'm getting older, I realize that, I can't keep up. I don't give up. So I just stick with one or two artists that, okay, yeah. I know that this one's, I like their sound. Yeah. Anything new that comes out,
I'm not really,
I just hear it. I'm like, okay, I don't, you know those days, yeah? We used to cram those lyrics. We used to have lyrics book. We used to have lyrics book.
Yeah,
we used to write those lyrics down, like, Fimle, oh, shit.
Damn it, bro. Oh, my things have really changed.
Things have changed, right? Yeah, so, like, that's what I want us to talk about. Like, music has evolved, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, it does.
Music has evolved. The same music we listened to 2010 is so different from what we are listening to now. And it is normal, right? Because things are supposed to change. But do you think it's rapid? Do you think it's too fast?
It's not. Are you talking about Afro beats or, like, just, like, in general?
Yeah, Afrobeats.
It's not too fast. We're privileged enough to have watched it grow from the Dibaj getting signed to Good Music till, you know, Wizkid getting on One Dance till, you know, Davido getting hits like Ifan Four. It was like a gradual step in stand to, like, Wizkid getting signed, Davido getting signed, then we had Burnaboy, we had Rema, we had Juboy, and, like, feel like just different eras of, like, defining moments really shaped this whole thing, especially, like, the initial Wizkid and Davido wave.
Mm-hmm.
That was the defining moment.
Yeah.
Then the Burnaboy was a defining moment. Like, no, 2018 actually was a very, because Burnaboy, Rema, Joe Boy, Fireboy, Thames, Oxlade.
Yes, like, Thames.
It was definitely 2019.
It was crazy. Sonic
shift
crazy.
In Afrobeat.
It was crazy.
Yeah, 2022.
You needed to be there. Really.
You needed to be in 2019.
We had good music.
Bro,
it was good music back, like, we were eating good.
Yeah, 2016.
We were eating good.
Rundown, techno era, all of that. Like, we're really eating
good.
Just had to be there.
Yeah.
Then we had the 2020 Omale.
That's right.
Then we had the Burnaboy twice as tour album.
We
had the whole of August 2020 with, like, 5-6
Burnaboy twice as tour album was life changing.
Yeah, that was definitely life changing.
That is the best album Burna has ever done. Like,
that's the best Nigerian album I've
ever heard.
Like, in my, I'm not even
capping. Like, deep down in my mind, if I want to start having music arguments with people, it's only one thing I will ask.
Once you don't rate that album, I'll be like, I know you don't have.
Rate twice as tall. Once you just give me one rate, I'll just say, forget. I can't even waste my time.
Like, if you can't listen to it and not, like, it's you can't deny it.
What was your favorite song from Twice as Tall?
I didn't have a favorite song. I just have favorite songs of it. I don't even have favorite songs. Like,
I think I love. It was the intro, different.
To the second song, like, that killed it for
me. Burna must have gone to one place to go and receive the inspiration, because it was out of every
Boy
song.
Is, like, the only, from everything that, you know, I've heard, Burna Boy is the only artist that does not write.
Doesn't have no phone, no pen, no viral. Nobody. People even confirmed it. Dave confirmed it. A lot of people that featured him actually confirmed it.
Definitely, he's a spiritual guy. That was a defining moment.
He has a song called Spiritual. So what I'm saying.
Then Wizkid's Made in Lagos.
Yes, Shai that was Essence. Good. That was good.
That was a cultural impact.
That was good. That actually was what really blew out Thames and all of
Thames,
that.
Yeah,
Thames,
definitely.
Thames entering. You know, Thames.
Back into the
Oh my God,
scene.
Those were good days.
You know, they're really good days. Looking
those
back
were
now,
good days.
The cultural impact.
Yes, it's
up there.
Yes.
Then we had CK's Love.
Yes.
Also, cultural reset.
Oh yeah.
We had Juboy's Alcohol. We had
different
things. Now we're having Rema's Calm Down, which is under cultural impact.
Impact. Yeah.
And we are seeing this thing. So it's like, Afrobeat has grown step by step.
Yes.
There's nothing rapid
about it.
We watch it from
actually, you're right.
Steps to, you know, where it is now.
Okay, let me now get to the Coco Duro. Where I'm going to. Do you think Afrobeat is getting worse?
Like the quality of music?
Yes, like quality, like the spread, the quality, the way it sounded then. Do you think it's getting worse? For me, let me tell you, let me explain what I mean, right? For me, when I used to listen to, you know, all those days when I listened to all these songs and everything,
yeah,
it was more like I was connecting. There was a connection. But now you can listen to anything and you are just like, like you are just like singing, everybody.
Okay.
Like you don't really feel a connection necessarily anymore.
Right.
Do you ever like remember listening to a song and you maybe mid song your mind went off, yeah, you now play it again?
Definitely,
bro. Those were days that I really felt connected to music. Like music was not just something I listened to; it was something that I could feel. Like I could feel the music. I could feel it. Do you think you can relate to that now? With what's coming out now?
Yeah, I can still, but I get if people don't relate to it now, cause trust me, like, yeah, every week, every Friday, there's like crazy people drop. Like every Friday, someone is dropping.
Yeah.
Sure. Someone big is dropping. People are even dropping songs now on Tuesday, morning, because Friday is like sticky. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I feel like the market right now is like, there's too much going on. So I understand if, like, you know, this thing happens when you have a favorite song this week.
Yeah.
And then songs drop, but because that's your favorite, you still stick with it. So by the time you want to leave that one, you're already too late and you're like caught up in the wave and stuff. So I get, but definitely the quality of music coming right now. I know like a lot of people feel otherwise, but the quality of music coming right now. We'll look back on this moment and be like, yo, like, this is crazy. Like, we'll look back on Asake's like come up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, you just had to be there.
Yeah.
You know what we are saying about Naira Marley's 2019.
Yeah.
So that's how it will be now, like later in years for you know, Asake. So definitely the quality of music is top notch. That's only just, that's gone up consistently.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, for me, maybe it's because of, you know, you are really a music executive, so you have no choice but to really,
listen,
you know, listen to music and all of that. For me, that I'm just listening to music to play, not to work. I feel like the quality of music now, well, lately, you know this, I've not been listening to music, any other music but gospel music, because, you know, gospel music is the real shit. Like, it's the real thing.
It's still part of it. Afrobeat.
I know, but gospel music for me, it has more, it's eating something in me. So, listening to Afrobeat for play reasons, maybe Asake them now.
Yeah.
Apart from Asake, Burna Boy.
Don't do.
I don't finish. It's the end. Because, I mean, what do I actually want to gain? Like, I'm just thinking, okay, for instance, I'm not shading anybody. Okay, let me not even make this example. Before people come and drag me and say, I'm saying this and that. But, for me, there's very, very little music I can really, you know, play with now. Because I'm like, what do I start with? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, the lyrics, I'm more of a lyrics person.
Yeah.
I'm more of a lyric. I want to, like, feel like I've always been the kind of person to feel your music, like, understand. Like, I will break down. Listen, when I was listening to Dave, we are all alone in this together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
See, I will use 1 week to hear down one song.
Yeah.
I was breaking it down, like, okay. Like, I took it as a serious work,
yeah, yeah,
you know? So, I can't do that with a lot of people's album now. Like, imagine me playing, I don't even know who, but, like, you understand?
Yeah.
The quality for me is not the same. Like, I can't do that. Except, I now have a streamlined favorite group of artists that, when they drop. Like, Burna dropped last week. The next day I just streamed his album. I really love Burna Boy. I really like him. I like how he sings. I like the way his music feels, you understand?
Yeah.
So I just streamline my own favorite artist and I listen to them.
Yeah.
You understand? So for me, I feel like the quality of music, I mean, is really not like it used to be.
If you're talking about lyrics, thing is the you know, Afrobeat itself, you know, Afrobeat is not a genre, just
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the way Nigerian music is, it has never been based on lyrics. That's only been based on beats and melodies.
Okay.
That's why Whiskey is still big, let's be honest. Because if it's based on lyrics, bro.
She tell me, say.
Do you understand? It's not based on lyrics. Do you understand? It's not based on. Some things just sound good. Do you understand?
Some things just sound good.
So,
yeah, true.
You can't say, oh, and I get it, maybe it's because you listen to lyrics, but like, generally, there are just some things that lyrics cannot do. Listen to the song.
It's true.
There's no lyrics there.
Very little.
There's no substance. You understand? But that's not what it's about. That's not what this music is about. It's about like the melodies, the beats, you know, the flow. That's all it's about, really. And I don't like engaging in discussions about lyrics. Like, you know, lyrics. This guy does not have lyrics. I don't feel like it's about lyrics. Afrobeat is not about lyrics.
Yeah.
Except you're a rapper.
Yeah.
But okay.
Let's switch to rap music now.
Yeah.
Nigerian rap music.
Yeah.
Can you remember those days?
No, I can't.
Can you remember those days? Olamide. Yeah. When Olamide dropped, there's one song like this.
First of all.
First of all was even small. Shout out Sound Guns Me, I want Rukumi, I want Toniki Mapara. Oh my grandma!
Lukesh, lyrically, everything.
Those were the days. Can you remember this Olamide song? It don't clear for their eyes.
Yeah.
What's the name of this song?
Not Story for the Girls.
Voice of the Street. Those were the rapping days. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We had MI too. MI was doing his own thing that time. Chocolate City had like big rappers.
Yeah.
We had, but now like with the evolution of music, how do you view rap music now?
Like rap has suffered because of this whole Afro beats to the world.
Yeah.
A lot of time I remember, Whiskey we sing, Whiskey we still rap.
Yes, it's true.
Go and listen to Superstar. Listen to
It was Giddy rhyming, Girl. Yeah.
Giddy Girl, yeah. Whiskey sing, rap.
Yeah.
Do all. But the truth is, because you know our singing caught the wave.
Yeah.
You know the singing caught the attention of people. So like rap was ignored. That's what me I feel like rap was really ignored.
So are you trying to say that lately they are trying to just make rap sell? Cause me, I'm just saying most rappers now, they're either just doing rap like skits. You understand? Files now. You know, Files makes funny rap.
Comic rap. Yeah.
Or they're trying to like rap for like attention. They're actually just rapping like, you know, those days.
Those days
people used to fight each other. We are having
like
a battle.
See
Vector, see MI.
Yeah.
Those were real.
It's because there was something to fight for then. Like right now, it's just why the rappers we have. Like the rappers themselves. That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's about let's consider their pockets soon.
Okay.
Because if you keep dropping rap music, what will it do for you as an artist? Right? Your revenue. And bro, dropping music now is so expensive.
Yeah, so expensive. Yeah, you would know.
So imagine someone investing so much into rap music only to get like 5 shows a year and they pay you like don't pay you 1 year. Like, do you understand? So that's why I really respect what like Black Bones is doing, like trying to like mix the like he's a rapper.
He's a creative. He's more than just a rapper.
You can hear the rap. But you know, he makes a melody.
Sometimes
the future, same thing for Ladipo. But we still have people like AQ. Rap from
you see, it doesn't. Many people don't even know AQ.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you can't really fault them. They have to eat though.
This life is expensive. We think their clothes are. You have to brand now. These things are expensive. So you can't really force them like that for switching up.
Yeah, true.
We have people like Check, who is a melodic rapper.
True.
So, you know, you can't really, you have to consider things. You can't just be rapping, bro. Because of the way Nigeria is now.
True.
Can't just be rapping. Last time we had Cass.
Yeah, Cass.
Like, everybody that was singing was like, the rhythm of the moment that time was Ice Prince, Jessica.
Yeah.
Like those were rappers, you understand? We're learning their lyrics. But now things have really changed.
You understand?
So you have to change with the time.
True.
Lil Wayne was saying it that time when this whole trap thing started about this trap that they were like, oh, trap is not rap, like trap is there. But Lil Wayne was like, no, like anything that will make you like, what will show that you're actually the best is how much you can evolve with the times. Because times are always going to change. Mm-hmm. That's why like people will always play like Drake over Jay-Z. Drake and Jay-Z drop an album today, Drake is going to outsell him.
Yeah, because most people that listen to Jay-Z are OGs.
OGs, you
those guys that have always like
Jay-Z doesn't do the
he doesn't do music. Yeah, he doesn't do music based on what is really now. He does his own music.
But Drake, you know.
You
everybody
know, he will do everything. Yeah,
the trap, the rap, everything he will do. So that's just how it is. You understand? Yeah. It's just about number one, your pockets. Number two, where your attention is right now. It's not just on rap.
Okay. So how do you feel about storytelling music? You know, those days, music could tell a story, right?
Mm.
Now we have very little storytelling artists. Like for me, my greatest storyteller as an artist is Dave.
Yeah.
Apart from Dave, I don't see anybody.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like just Sonic Space right now has limited that to a bit because we have songs now. Most songs are under 3 minutes.
Yo, yeah.
Right? So there's only so much. We have to consult this artist soon. It's not easy to step into the studio and mix something out of nothing.
Hmm.
Like you have to understand that these songs that you hear right now, they did not exist. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So these guys can't just step into the studio and like make a story in like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 50 seconds, and like it makes sense. Like,
true.
Do you understand?
True.
Though they won't drop it as singles either, they'll drop it in their albums.
Yeah.
And you see, those songs have the lowest streams.
Yeah, it's true.
So, as an artist, you see, say song, this type of songs have the lowest streams. What do you want me to do? I won't drop it again, or I won't make it again. Because at the end of the day, it's fight for popularity, fight for revenue.
Yeah.
That's what they are fighting for. Do you understand? So, anything that would like, you know, once I notice that this thing is bringing my lowest streams, I'll cut stuff as well.
Mm.
Storytelling. We had like Kiss Daniel, for
example.
Yeah. On his album, his third studio album, King of Love, he had this song, Tempted to Steal, where he was like, you know, telling his story, and like it was really sweet, like just guitars and stuff. But like, if you look at that album, people read that song last.
I've never even heard it before.
You've never even heard it before, right?
It's because I don't like his Daniel though.
But like, if you listen to that song, you listen to like, he's actually telling a story. Do you understand? But it doesn't get your attention. And they want your attention. Do you understand?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You just have to consider them. This Nigerian artists actually have a lot of abilities. Like we have Omalay, crazy with his pen. We have Benson. We have Runtown. We have like people are crazy with their pen. Do you understand? But they can't really showcase it because of what the Sonic Space is right now.
Oh,
you understand? Like because of how things are sounding now, it's like they have to dumb it down for everybody so you can understand. You understand? Yeah, basically.
Okay. So at the end of the day, do you think the evolution is killing talent?
Killing talent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say it's killing talent. It's just, you know, reducing the. It has just reduced the lyrical, you know, content of songs.
Hmm.
I feel like that's the only thing he has done. I feel like right now, yeah, like it has probably only the lyrical aspect of things have really reduced.
Hmm.
Honestly, that's the only thing I feel. But we still have, trust me, we still have people who can write. But.
So, okay, what, as an artist and repertoire, who are the artists that you think we should look out for now?
Based on what? Like, pen?
Based on pen game, talent,
I feel like
lines, anything.
I feel like it would be interesting to watch Davido. Like, in a couple of years. I feel like right now he's on the right path. Like, speaking from the music aspect now, like, the music he's creating right now. It's like, I feel like we should watch out for Davido in a couple of years. Definitely. It's going to be like, you know, he's one of the big three, but he's not really in some conversations yet.
Yeah, true.
But definitely, he's going to get in those conversations. I feel like we should watch out for Ruga.
Ruga.
He's one crazy talented, like, artist. Like, yo, I respect Ruga and the, like.
I don't like Ruga. Let me just say you.
Probably because of this thing. Is you are taking this thing into it. I'm talking about the music itself. Not the.
I'm a lyrics person.
Yeah,
so.
Not the most. Like, Ruga, definitely. I'm seriously waiting on his album dropping, like, real soon. I'm not the biggest Oxlade fan, but yeah, I feel like he has had a good rollout to his album too. Then yeah, Buju too is dropping something. But basically right now, like everybody, like Thames too.
Everybody's working.
Like nobody's even in the country again. No artist is in the country. Everybody's outside, everybody's working. So yeah, definitely. I feel like Davido. I majorly feel like Davido is one artist that we should look out for. Like, the next couple of years, he's really going to like get back on his like full feet for stuff. Yeah, definitely.
So it was nice having you shake me.
Yeah,
Washiri. Thank you very much for joining this episode, bro. Yeah. Even though you begged me, but let's just forget that one. So this was actually an amazing session. Like this season, this is actually one of my favorite episodes. So guys, if you're a music fan, if you love music, if you want to say something about what we just spoke about, you have contributions, you know where to go. Either you comment on my post on Instagram, or you DM me. I don't know. You can also ask questions on this podcast too. It's been a lovely, lovely month so far. It's been a lovely month so far. So I wish everyone a very, very splendid month, you know. I'm looking forward to the next episode. Next episode is going to be beautiful. I have another guest all the way from, let me not talk too much, but I have another guest and she's a music person too. She's a YouTuber, music person. She's very, very creative. She's a creative, she's a writer. She's, in fact, let me not even talk too much, all right? So guys, we would see when we see it, which is very soon. All right, guys. Thank you very much and I hope to see you soon. Bye.